All right, welcome back to it. It's the Steve Irwin Show. Glad to have you here for the conversation. My next guest, Steve Moore, has been out there looking at our, economy his entire adult life is kind of how he spends his time. I mean, that's how you do it, Steve. I mean, you spend all your time trying to figure out what's going to work, right? Senior economics contributor to FreedomWorks. Is that fair?
That's right. And I've been at it, what, 30? I'm older than you think, 34 years I've been doing this stuff.
So you might stick it out. you might stay with it then for a while.
There you go. By the way, I'm feeling upbeat about the economy. I think it's shifted into a higher gear. There's a real Trump effect here. It's undeniable. And, I remember 9 months ago or so, I was on your show. We were talking about, all the left-wingers saying, oh, Trump is lying. We can't get the 3% growth. That's impossible. It's an impossibility. And, of course, we're already at 3% growth. We haven't even gotten the tax cut passed yet.
And if I'm not mistaken, he's done it in the second and third quarter. So back-to-back quarters of 3% plus growth.
Well, we haven't gotten the official numbers for the third quarter. Second quarter came at 3.1%, which is a really nice number. A big improvement over, Obama, who never in a single year in 8 years did he get 3% growth.
Correct.
This quarter was going to be 3%. I think it's going to come in a little below because of the economic disruptions from the hurricanes.
Well, we'll see what happens. The pre-forecast number, the original forecast number, 3.4%, I saw printed somewhere. Okay, so maybe they make it, maybe they don't, but the fact of the matter is it'll be close to 3, and it's on pace to do even better, depending on where we go from here. Now, of course, the tax reform is a big part of that package and what happens. How important do you think tax reform is? Because here you're looking at companies on Wall Street that are performing very well, maybe some say beyond their valuation. But if all of a sudden they can keep a whole bunch of their tax money to home, they'll no longer be beyond that valuation, will they?
Good point. Very well put. I think there is an expectation. Maybe it's a prayer rather than an expectation, given the Republicans' performance in the last 9 months of getting things done. But there is an anticipation that this tax cut is going to happen. I would put it at 50-50 this year that they get it done, and that's inexcusable, by the way. They should have had this tax cut passed 6 months ago, in my opinion. But
agreed.
It will be very positive for the economy. As you know, Larry Kudlow and I helped write the tax plan for Trump during the campaign, and then they spent 9 months dithering with a brand new plan, which was almost exactly the plan that we came up with in the first place. We've got a key vote coming up in the next week or so on the budget resolution. This is one of these stupid arcane budget rules that nobody understands. Why would people try to figure out these budget rules? But unless they have to pass this budget that allocates the money for the tax cuts to be able to pass the tax cuts. So that's a big hurdle. And right now, by my count, there are only 47 votes. So we got to scrounge and find 3 more. We don't want to come up one vote short like we did on health care.
It is thoroughly irritating that the Republicans in this country ran coast to coast, far and wide, high and low, every place they went. Repeal and replace Obamacare, tax cuts for everybody, save the middle class, blah, 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 rah, rah, rah. And when it gets down to it, you've got weasels like McCain and Collins and Murkowski and whoever else, doesn't join in on what they all promised the same thing. And if they don't deliver, I think we should deliver them an exit pass. I mean, we might get an extra senator if Menendez gets convicted here shortly. You might get a bonus senator in New Jersey, but I wouldn't count on that quite yet.
You mean just because he's under indictment for bribery, shouldn't serve in the United States Senate?
A couple million dollars between friends? Seriously.
I'll only add one thing. I'll give the Republicans a small excuse here, which is, it is true. 90% of Republicans do want to repeal Obamacare. They do want to get this tax cut done. It's fundamental to what the Republican Party is about, cutting taxes to grow the economy. You've got 3 or 4 guys and out of 52 that you really can't count on, you just mentioned them, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, and of course McCain has been sick. I was there. I was on TV the night of that fateful vote when John McCain came down to the Senate floor. Remember, he had been diagnosed with cancer, and he had this kind of triumphant return to the Senate, and nobody knew I talked to Mitch McConnell about this. He said, we thought we had John McCain's vote. He'd for 8 years, he'd been railing against Obamacare. And by the way, there's no state that's been more hurt by Obamacare than Arizona, where the, the premiums have doubled. And everyone was just shocked by his act of betrayal, where he stabbed his Republican colleagues in the back.
He stabbed the whole country in the back. Let's
wrong
be
way. I hope. And by the way, I think the lesson we learned is we can't count on John McCain now. So that means that we only have effectively 51 senators.
Well, that's true. But to be in fairness, Stephen Moore here with us, senior economics contributor to FreedomWorks. Steve, let's be fair. Collins, Murkowski, McCain, they ought to do the right thing and just join the Democratic Party while there's still time.
Well, the other problem we have is my friend Rand Paul, who is, I'm a libertarian. He's obviously a libertarian Republican. Rand, don't forget, he also was against the health care bill because he said it wasn't good enough. And now he's saying that on the tax bill. I'm like, Rand, like, is this a perfect tax bill? No, I'm for a flat tax. It's not a flat tax, but it cuts taxes. It helps, cuts our highest in the world business taxes. It helps workers. It helps families. You're going to vote against that because it's not good enough? I mean, this is a binary choice. So, I'm praying that we can turn around Rand Paul, because if we lose his vote, I don't think we get to 50.
I don't think you get to 50 either, and I don't know. I don't know how quickly it could happen in New Jersey. You could get somebody appointed.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. I got to look for something here.
That means, Republicans, if they don't get it done, they'll go through all of 2017 having the Republican House, Republican Senate, Republican President, Republican state legislatures, 33 Republican governors. I mean, they control everything, and they can't get things done. There is widespread frustration out there among voters, especially conservative voters who voted for these Republicans and worked for them, that they aren't delivering the promises that they made.
Well, in fact, it's so bad in some places that donors are saying, you know what? As soon as you accomplish something, you can call me back.
Exactly.
And that's what's going on.
And I talk to donors all the time. They say exactly the same thing. And, there was a poll out about a week ago. It's a good poll, 1,000 people. The good news is 63% to 30%, Americans think a tax cut would be good for the economy, which is the case that, I've been making for 2 years. A tax cut would help with jobs and help with wages. So that's the good news. The bad news is 36% of voters think that Republicans can get it done. 38% say Democrats, and Democrats don't even want to pass a tax cut. So what that's telling us is that the voters have lost confidence in the Republican Party to get anything done.
Well, right now they haven't, but what's going to happen is the Republican voters haven't gone anywhere, and most of the voters in places like Michigan, where Donald Trump won by 10,704 votes, if I was going to figure out a number, those people are still with him because they don't feel that he has failed. He feels that Mitch McConnell
exactly
and the United States
right.
Senate have failed.
Yeah, you are 100% correct. I am now with fake news. I'm now a contributor to CNN. So every night
and
they
we're all very
Trump
proud.
And stuff, and they say, oh, Trump is losing his base. He's not losing his base. Everywhere I go around the country, people come up and they hug me and say Trump is doing a great job, but they are those same voters who love what Trump is doing. They think that McConnell and the Republican leadership have really let them down. And I do worry about what happens in the 2018. Let's talk politics for a minute here. Aside from the benefits to the economy of getting this done, just out of self-survival, Republicans have to get this done or they're going to lose. They're going to lose the House and Senate.
Well, no, I don't believe that. I believe that Republicans are going to run out because the problem is, believe it or not, Democrats have lower approval ratings than Republicans. So I don't believe the Democrats are going to run the table.
That is true, except that, and by the way, the Democratic Party, it is sad because, as I said, I've been in politics and economics for 30-some years.
Yeah, they've lost their way.
I've never seen anything like the left-wing takeover of the Democratic Party.
No.
I mean, you had a bill that was introduced, remember, about 2 or 3 weeks ago by Bernie Sanders for a government takeover of the healthcare system.
Yeah, complete takeover. I got to leave it there.
Single-payer system. 14 Democratic senators co-sponsored bill.
Oh, I know. It's insanity. I'll leave it right there. Steve Moore, it's always a great conversation, and I appreciate it.